On Basketball Live is off and running. We're with you for the next hour as the Phoenix will get set for a road trip on the men's side and the women's side. The men head into Harrisonburg on Thursday night, James Madison, and then Towson on Saturday afternoon, while the women will be in Wilmington on Friday night for the first meeting after the original meeting was postponed. More on that here in just a little bit. And then Charleston on Sunday afternoon, to wrap everything up. As the Phoenix get here after a long homestand stay, four different games at Char Center. And, of course, during the hour, we'll have a chance to visit on the men's side as well. Coach Strike and Coach and Sam Sherry as well. And Taija Traore will be here as well. But we open up, as we always do, during the hour with the head coach of the Phoenix Women in Charlotte Smith. Always great to be with you, Coach.
Great to be with you, Taylor.
Phoenix fall to James Madison and Towson over the weekend. We'll get the details in just a moment. But we'll also talk about the fantastic atmosphere to yesterday, the annual Play for K game, in just a moment. What are your big picture thoughts following the weekend with this ball club?
I feel great about where we are. You know, we've embraced the fact that we don't have Ivana and Ari, and it has afforded both Taija Traore and Maya Johnson some significant minutes to get a lot of experience. So I'm embracing where we are. I feel good about where we are. We're doing a lot of good things out there. We just have to find a way to finish, to close, because we've had some leads in most of those games. So I feel good about where we are, and I'm excited about the future of this program.
We're going to talk about one of the leads that you had yesterday, jumping out to the 11-2 run. Of course, yesterday, the annual Play for K game inside Charter Center is Elon Walken, Ben Towson. We talked last week about the cause, the special place that the organization has for Elon Athletics and this program. I know you're awfully proud of this team, their involvement, and for Stephen Fischler, your director of ops, who put everything in place for the afternoon.
It was a great afternoon, and I'm so pleased with how everything turned out. And we're excited because, you know, Kay Yao, she's one of the pillars of Elon women's basketball. And so to be able to put on the Play for K in her honor on yesterday was a tremendous opportunity. And I got my stats here with me. We had over 43 survivors, over 343 years of survivorship at that game yesterday. And we had people there that had been surviving from a range of 1 year to 42 years. And so it was just, a lot of strength in that room, a lot of endurance in that room, and a lot of fortitude. And so it was just a great opportunity for our young women to be in the presence of such strong women.
It was a powerful message yesterday, 30 minutes before the tap, when all of a sudden your program ran the list of survivors in the building. That means a great deal in the fight, but also for them and for everybody at the event.
Yes, a lot of the survivors came up to us after the game yesterday and said that they were so honored to be there and they felt special. And that's the thing, is we want them to have a moment of where they feel like they're celebrated, that they're honored, and that they're thought of. And so our players did a tremendous job of interacting with the survivors as well. Zetas, they did a tremendous job of helping put on the event as well. So it overall was a great afternoon, and a lot of them said that they would come back and support our women because of the support that we gave them.
I mentioned Stephen Fischler. He's one of the two names that's been with you awfully long. Well, really one of the three names, Coach Wick and Coach Farmer as well. We don't talk a great deal about your staff during the season, but I know it means a great deal to you to have people that have been there long-term throughout the program.
For sure. You know, being that, you know, I've been out this past season when I lost my aunt. I was gone for an entire week spending time with my family. And they were able to just take over the program and keep it running. They know me like the back of their hand. I trust them with my life. So I am blessed to have such an awesome staff.
We're going to talk about two of your former players this evening. We'll hold the second one until we visit with Taija a little bit later in the half hour. But the final member of your staff, the third assistant, is Essence Balcom, who spent time at Furman, who spent time at NC State. I can already see you starting to smile. 93 starts in her time at Elon. How much does it mean for you to not only have somebody who wants to go into the profession, who wants to be a coach when they're done playing, but also winds up back here working for your program?
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know Essence's story. We recruited her out of high school. She ended up at UAB. And I always tell our staff, don't burn bridges, because you never know, things could come full circle. So Essence ends up back at Elon, and it has been a joy. It's been a joy to have her on staff. Number one, because I say, now you see what I felt like when I was coaching you. you know, but she's going to be an incredible coach down the stretch. She loves the game. She's passionate about it. She understands the game. She's done a phenomenal job just hitting the ground running once she came here. And she's had some really good experiences under Wes at NC State and Jackie Carson, two really great coaches in the profession.
I would mention her starts, 93 starts for her time at Elon. She also leaves as the fourth in assists per game in program history. How much is her being on staff and knowing your expectation of the point guard help Bree, who, by the way, goes for 34 and her 1,000th point on Friday night?
Yeah, Essence doesn't hold back. You know, she gives it to them straight. She gives it to them straight, and they respect her because they know she's been where they want to go. And the thing I love about Essence is that, you know, even at this point, she's still getting out there and practicing with the team. She's pushing them, and she's a trash talker, and I love it.
Now, wait a second. She gets on the floor at practice. There's not an opportunity that at some point a former All-American and her both get on the floor at the same time, is there?
There is. Like, our staff has...
I would not want to see that. I would not want to see you on the wing and her running the point.
You know, I was going to say, out of all of our practices, our entire staff has probably gotten about 93 starts as well.
You and I have always talked about building this program and that there are no excuses in the program. And that's been one of the cornerstones since you first got here. Obviously, you mentioned it at the start. Two names have been out of the lineup since after the Northeastern game. And by the way, that's 22 points and 8 rebounds per night. How much has that impacted the last 2 weeks in terms of rotation, in terms of what you're seeing offensively and defensively?
Right. Even with our rotation that we have now, you know, I felt like we've done a really good job. We've positioned ourselves to win games. The only unfortunate part is that we don't have the numbers in the rotation, and so we've kind of run out of gas in the fourth quarter, you know, and that's where we see, you know, we're a few lapses defensively here and there. But, you know, when we can get Ivana and Ari back in the rotation, you know, that just takes us to another level. But I'm pleased with what we've done, even without them in the rotation. But I think having them back will help with a little bit of the fatigue that we're experiencing in the fourth quarter.
Tyja joins us here in just a moment. 6 rebounds yesterday, and Kayla Lyles with 9 on Friday night versus the Dukes of James Madison. In their absence, one of the points has been rebounding. How much has it helped, though, to have multiple people, especially somebody like Kayla with 9 rebounds from that guard spot on Friday night?
You know, I gave her a pat on the back for those 9 rebounds, but, you know, I said, Kayla, I need more from you, because that's 9 rebounds probably going in there 50% of the time. Like, Kayla could be a tremendous rebounder for her, and that's one of the areas where I've really challenged her, is trying to make sure that she gives an effort to get in there every time. Because the game yesterday, she came in and got a tremendous rebound. She has great court vision, saw the double team and was able to dump it off to Tyja for the easy layup. So her getting in there and giving us extra opportunities on the offensive glass has been really huge for us. But we're going to have to demand a little bit more for her in regards to the number of times that she gets in there.
You've always wanted to be playing your best basketball in February and March. It's what every school at the mid-major level wants to try and get done. How much does an 11-2 start yesterday and the early lead help with the confidence of this team?
Well, it helps us to know that we can play with anybody in this league. We just have to make sure that, you know, we made a lot of mental mistakes that cost us. It started to add up. But when we're clicking, we're really good. And so, like I said, I'm really excited about the future of this team. We're trying to be wise in terms of positioning ourselves to be prepared for the tournament. When you get to February, you know, I always talk about that February fizzle and wanting to make sure that not only are you mentally fresh, but you're physically fresh as well. So this stretch is where we're taking 2 days off a week. We go hard on Wednesday, Thursday's kind of a mental practice, and we get ready for big weekends.
Tyja will join us here in just a moment. Another one of the seniors in this program, a four-year senior. You're going to be awfully busy the night of the final home game.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're going to be super busy, but just incredibly proud of this senior class because they are the foundation, the pillar of our culture.
Right.
And, like, honestly, and I told this even to Essence, even having a championship team, this is one of the best teams that I've ever coached, just in terms of the culture, selflessness, and just embodying what it means to be a member of a team.